Before Springfield police officer Kevin Ambrose lost his life Monday after being shot twice, it had been almost 27 years since a member of the Springfield Police Department had died in the line of duty. And the last law enforcement officer slain on the job anywhere in western Massachusetts was in 1999. But there have been close calls. Just last April, a man holed up in an apartment with an automatic rifle and many rounds of ammunition shot up an area of downtown Chicopee, targeting police as they responded and wounding Massachusetts State Trooper John Vasquez.
I happened to be first in line. I cleared the intersection. As soon as I didn't even get halfway through the intersection, that's when my cruiser started taking the gunfire, of which I had nowhere to go, and my only place to go was further down West Street. And, you know, the cruiser got riddled with gunshots, and I took a couple hits.
Vasquez was shot in the hand and leg and has 6 weeks of physical therapy left. Despite his brush with death, he's anxious to put his blue uniform on once again and report for duty.
I'm counting the days down.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Vasquez, State Trooper Keller Williams, Chicopee Police Officers David Benoit and John Giacino were awarded the department's Medal of Valor, its highest honor, this week. 8 other law enforcement officers were awarded meritorious service ribbons for their actions on that day. The ceremony was attended by 200 people, including police officers, state troopers, and their families. It had a special poignancy, given the tragic events in Springfield. Medal of Honor recipient Giacino says every police officer knows the risks.
When we threw our right hand up on the air and we swore to do our job, that's it. That's got to be your mindset. You can't dwell on the fact that we may go out there today and get killed. We already have accepted that. We just got to do what we have to do, what we signed up to do. We knew what it was going to be.
Last year was one of the deadliest for law enforcement in recent memory, according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. It reported 177 officers died in the line of duty, and firearms caused the most deaths for the first time ever. Chicopee Police Chief John Ferraro says there's no question police work has become more dangerous.
There's a lot more weapons on the street, and there seems to be a greater propensity to use them. And I think that's where the problem lies right there. People don't think twice anymore about shooting a person next door. In the old days when we were a young guy in the street, it was a fist fight. Now, people don't even fight anymore. They go right to the weapons, and it's very dangerous.
The shootout in Chicopee that resulted in the gunman taking his own life after a 2-hour standoff began as a domestic dispute. Officer Ambrose was shot and killed in Springfield as he tried to protect a woman and her infant child from an estranged boyfriend, who, after killing the officer and wounding the woman, took his own life. Chicopee Police Officer David Benoit says a domestic dispute is one of the most dangerous calls police answer.
You don't know what you're going to run into when you get there. It could be a very minor thing where he's picking up something and then it just turns into one of those things where she says something, sets him off. He either grabs a weapon that he has brought with him or he grabs a weapon of opportunity that's nearby. And now the officer has to put his life to separate the two of them. And sometimes it turns out badly.
Police say they've seen a rise in calls to help resolve domestic disputes, which they blame on financial stress resulting from the recession. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.